from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brendan Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs heeds it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
Bob on, he just dumps it off for a first down.
Throws it, fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown. Whoa.
It's Optional, Fox Sports Knoxville, running along here in this 2 o'clock hour. Man, just some, look, we're all sports here and we get that, but just some crazy images coming out of Paris, France, man, with this Notre Dame Cathedral. The spire just collapsed. The fire is taking over. I mean, this is a part of our history. This is just crazy to see. Like, you know,
I've taken pictures in front of that cathedral.
I have too. I've been there. It's crazy to think about, man, and the images coming out are horrible. The main spire of Notre Dame Cathedral has collapsed in the fire. Man, it's just, I get it. A lot of people might not even know what the hell we're talking about, and I understand that, but most people should probably, and the images coming out are horrible. People are just sitting around, you know, they're in the middle of the streets watching this.
Yeah, the cathedral is just burning down.
Yeah, that's just, man, that's horrible. So prayers out to everybody involved. Hope nobody's hurt over there. Hopefully it's nothing terroristic.
That's
or anything
thousands
like that.
And thousands of years of history.
Yeah, no. Isn't that where they
that's
shot?
The thing.
What's that damn movie?
What
that,
movie?
That movie.
I don't know.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame
with Tom Hanks.
You're talking about
Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons.
I think they maybe
that
shot
was in the cathedral in Rome. I'm pretty sure.
No, because it had the thingamajigger, that triangle.
Da Vinci was Italian, though.
That's true. That is true.
No.
That
you're
is
not
true.
Willing no,
to bet.
No. I will bet the everything I have in my wallet
that,
that
is
a
true.
Part of that was shot in Paris, France.
Well, they do go to the Louvre, don't they?
Yes, they go to the Louvre.
Yeah. So,
thank you. I think some of it was. Okay, so y'all can have your 10 minutes before we get back in. You didn't watch a damn lick of the orange and white game, did you?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. That is fantastic.
I know. Just great quality co-hosting by me. Didn't didn't do it over the weekend. Man, I kind of like alluded to that. I feel like I gave it out to myself. I told everybody I really didn't care about it. And from the tweets that I saw come in from the game, not a lot of people were like really thrilled. Now what I am going to do, and I said this before, you know, we were off the air, I plan to watch it this week on demand because I do want to see how the guys looked. I'll watch it on SEC Network. They've been replaying all the spring games, so I will do that. But it just didn't interest me with everything that was going on surrounding it. I had the Masters following Tiger. I had NBA playoffs. You know, I'm a big NBA guy. I had that going on. So it was tough for me to watch that glorified scrimmage at 6:30. It might have worked less in their favor that it was so late for me. If it's earlier in the day, I feel like I maybe watch it and – I don't feel so overwhelmed by the other things that I want to watch as far as sporting events. But, all right, I'll tell you the gist. I can tell you everything that happened. It seems like the defense does look better than the offense. Seems like Jarrett Garantano, not great.
He had 4 touchdowns.
I heard he was still kind of having some trouble.
Yeah, he was. Okay.
I heard Brian Maurer looked pretty good.
Decent, 2 interceptions.
What about
JT?
JT.
He looked good. He's got a nice ball.
Shroud. Got a nice bout. Is it Shroud or Shroot?
Shroud.
It's not Shroot. It'd be a whole lot cooler
it's
if it was
the white
Shroot.
Shroot.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It'd be a lot cooler. Am I right?
What the hell?
Am I right?
Okay.
Am I right?
JT Shroot.
It'd be a lot cooler if it was like, you know, The Office. But nah, from his stats, looks like he did okay. What were your – seriously, tell me. You were there. You were covering it. You were there early, too. I saw you were there really early. Okay. What's wrong
all
with
right,
you?
All right.
First of all, what's wrong with you?
Let me set up my
game plan. Don't think that anybody didn't notice that. I saw the picture get tweeted out from our station account.
I know.
And it was like 3:30, dude.
Okay, let me explain.
You're posted up
so
in the box.
They did not have assigned parking for the media, and they didn't give out parking passes to anybody.
Yeah, because everybody.
Usually, you know.
It was free for all.
Right. So I was like, oh, damn. I don't want to have to park at the Agriculture Center. I got a bummed up knee. I don't want to park at the Ag Center. I have to take the tram, not knowing it, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's like, all right, I'll just get there early. Well, I took a shower at like 2:15. I was like, well, I guess I should just go ahead and drive over. Maybe there'll be some traffic that'll hold me up.
Yeah.
Nope. Just a clear freaking route all the way to
We told you that.
And I roll up into Neyland, and I'm like, all right, cool. Maybe there'll be some traffic. I'll have to sit here for 30 to 45 minutes. It'll take up some time. Nope. Just go straight into G10 parking lot. And I was like, oh, my God, this is not going to work out well. So I go down there, and I end up
not
parking.
A soul in that parking lot when you got there, right?
I was parked. I mean, it was like the first two levels were full, but the bottom levels weren't. And I roll up in there, and dang it, it's like 3:10. And I'm like, man, there's 2.5 hours for this scrimmage kicks off. So I got in there, and I got up to the press box like 3:30 and turned on the Masters. And me and David Ubbin from The Athletic just watched the Masters. Yeah. I mean, they had the refrigerators locked where you couldn't get anything.
Yeah, I was about to say, you couldn't even get any sodas or waters, no ice cream. I love the ice cream cooler.
Hell,
up there,
the security wasn't even there yet. I was like, what? And then I walk in, you know, like they're feeding the security members pizza and all that stuff. And, you know, and here's what gets me about security at Neyland. You know, I roll up in there with my bag and all that stuff. And they just say, hey, can you open it real quick? And I was like, yeah. They took one look in there and they just closed it. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, what's this about?
You know what I could have had in that bag? I mean,
exactly.
I was like, that's pretty lax security.
Exactly.
Not trying to take a shot or anything, but you literally just looked into the bag, and then you just zipped it right back up, said, all right, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever. Not going to get into that part, but I'm just saying. Enjoyed it. I mean, it was 6 hours there.
What are the glaring things that you saw that going to be a problem?
The marching band, trumpets need to get a little bit better on the blare. I thought the tubas were pretty they're in sync on what they were doing. They had two different bands going. I didn't get an answer on that. There were two different POTs going on. Maybe it was like an alumni POT and then like a regular. What am I saying? Pot. Pride of the Pots.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was about.
Okay,
either.
Right,
I wasn't going to say anything.
Two different marching
I wasn't going to call you out.
Whatever.
On it. Just didn't know.
It was cool though. Seeing all the recruits come in.
Nobody's ever abbreviated the Pride of the Southland band like that. But
right. No, but it was neat seeing some of the expressions of the people that never been in the Neyland before. So that was always fun. And then when they finally opened the gates at like 4:30, people were just storming in. But people were going like. Look, the upper deck was not full at all, but people were like going to the upper deck to sit, and I was like, "You got this whole damn level down here.
No.
You can sit in the lower." It was neat. I will say this: a lot better crowd than I thought.
Is Tennessee going to make a bowl game?
We had a producer at the station just text me. I was able to bring in something to the stadium.
Oh,
it was fun.
That has to be Ben Lee.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry.
So, you know, so
over, just figured it was Ben.
So,
you're my boy, though, Ben.
You know what, though? Overall, they put on a great experience. And we're not even talking about the game. I think they put on a great experience out there outside of Gate 21. You know, like I said earlier, they had one of those houses, those bungee houses, whatever. And they had lots of games and stuff like that. And they had the Masters on for the dads on a big old blow-up screen. They had a DJ Stirl the Pearls back. Pearl, oh my!
He beat them charges.
Yeah, he beat the charges.
Heck yeah!
That's just a little much for me. Yeah, you know that's a lot.
Stirl the Pearl, man.
That's a lot for
Don't
me.
Don't hate on Stirl the Pearl.
I'm not hating. I'm just no. I'm
no,
just,
you were.
No,
you're
I'm
hating.
Not.
It's
like I'm at a club or something.
He's a DJ.
I know that. I know. I'm not hating on it. I'm happy. Glad.
BFL Sterling the Pearl.
I'm happy that he got away with, you know, some kind of weird $80,000 check.
Yeah.
Good for him. No, man, being honest. But overall, I would say the game-wise, you could see Jeremy Pruitt going over and talking with Derek Ansley multiple times, almost after every defensive snap.
Much more locked into
and
the
Jeremy
offense.
Was wanting to know, hey, why did you just call that, in a sense? Because they're learning from each other. You know, Jeremy Pruitt, Derek Ansley, they're learning. You know, so Jeremy would walk over, and our buddy Dan Harrelson was down there too. He would walk over to Ansley and kind of figure out, okay, what was the reasoning to call that defense? And not calling him out, just trying to figure out how he's going to start calling these games, which I thought was good communication. Jim Chaney was loud and obnoxious, and that was good to see. He switched sides at halftime. You know, he was with the orange side one half, white side the other half. He wasn't racist or anything. Just kept it right down the middle.
Yeah, I like it. Jim Chaney.
Right. And I thought
not racist.
It was good to see T. Martin lighten him up. And he was having a blast before the game.
T.
Yeah, he was having a blast before the game. And, you know, I'm sitting there standing. You know, we're not – I think it's full transparency that I've known T. for a very long time. And he just comes up, you know, at the game, me and Dan Harrelson sitting there and just kind of, you know, puts his hand around, what's up, Trey? Good. And I'm like, dude, you can't do this, man. You need to walk away. Like, we can't be doing this right here. Like,
got a coach.
We'll hug later. You know, but it was fun to see them, all the coaches, selling the program, interacting, and, you know,
that's a nice little humble brag there, buddy.
No, it wasn't, because I could have gotten a lot of trouble because there was an SID standing right over there. Next
don't
to
you get T in trouble.
I no, it wasn't him getting in trouble. It was him getting me in trouble.
Oh, I was about to say, don't you start doing that.
No,
We finally got him back. Don't you get him in any type of trouble.
This is why we can't have nice friends.
You down there sending cheesecake and stuff.
No, it wasn't no cheesecake. But it was fun. Bayless Jones Jr., we had talked about him, the USC wide receiver transfer.
Oh, okay.
He was in town. He took a visit to Tennessee unofficially.
How did the receivers look with T? Like, just getting
looked,
in there.
I
know
they
he's
good.
He's coached receivers many stops, but just him like getting the feel with Juwan Jennings. I know there was a lot of praise for him. He's looking like throw
like
it anywhere. He's
ready
get
to
it.
Have himself a big year.
Yeah, I mean he has to. I mean this is the year he's going to be looked at by a lot of scouts trying to make that leap to the next level. He comes back instead of
he's
making the jump
up.
To the draft. He needed to.
He needs to
because he's a smaller sized guy, so he's going to have to put on a little bit of weight. I mean, was he like right at 6 feet? Maybe.
But no, I'd say 6'1".
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And then also you take a look at Jordan Palmer. I thought he had himself a good game.
Need him to have a big year.
They've got to get better at the tight end position, man. They can't just rely on Dominic Williams.
How did Quez look?
You know what? Quez looked good. It threw me off a little bit about Quez because he was in a no-contact jersey.
Oh.
How the hell are you going to be in a no-contact jersey and a wide receiver?
Because you're the number one wide receiver.
Well, no,
you
no,
want
no,
to get
I
him
get,
hurt? Or has he been banged up? I would,
kinda,
I'd be thinking it's a precautionary thing.
Up.
Okay.
But it was a precautionary measure, too. But it was – you know, he had a couple of D balls, but he was getting past guys who were third stringers.
I'll ask you guys this, and this might be an indictment, just looking at it on the surface. He's one of my favorite players on the team right now. Obviously, what he's doing out there on the field, what he's done last couple of years, Marquez Callaway. But if he was on an Alabama roster, you'd think he'd probably be a Biletnikoff winner.
Probably. Because his offense, because his quarterback has time to protect him.
He's more athletic than Jarrett Judy, is that his name?
Judy.
And got more size than him.
Yep.
So think about switching those two guys. He'd be the Biletnikoff Award winner.
Here's
if
a
he
good
was
thing
on.
For Tennessee. Okay, we're gonna take a break here in just a second. We need to get something going on outside. Tennessee is loaded at wide receiver right now, and if they get Velus Jones Jr. potentially signed with them, and he gets a hardship waiver, he'll have 2 years. That's your kick returner. They've, you know, Palmer, Jennings, Callaway, Murphy, you know, Mamel Keaton, when he gets – they are deep at wide receiver spot. So that's going to be an interesting part
to me.
I agree
with you.
So I think that's one group. I think secondary and wide receiver.
You can be deep at wide receiver, but do you have a talented enough quarterback to withstand the pressure?
Yeah, the damn quarterback. It's about the offensive line.
To get the ball to them. Yeah, offensive line, I heard, still looks like trash. I hate to say that.
They got work to do. They're ready for Darnell Wright to come in. Brandon, let's go ahead and take a break, buddy. Come back on the other side. We'll talk NBA. I'll let Brandon and Chance have their 10 minutes to talk Game of Thrones, whatever.
We'll throw intern Matt in there.
Intern Matt. You know what? I might as well just – I might excuse myself.
You're going to excuse yourself.
I don't know yet. I don't even know.
You should actually – well, yeah, you might need to because you don't want to get spoiled.
We'll talk about that on the other side. Predators play tonight. We'll have news of the day coming up as well. This is It's Optional. It's about to get crazy on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Welcome back to It's Optional right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Fan Run Radio, AM 1340, FM 105.7. You know what that sound means. That sound means, obviously, it's time for Little Thrones breakdown, Little Thrones recap. So, here are the rules. We will go around the building. We'll go around the studio. Myself, Brandon, Matt, we'll continue to break this down. Point out some things that we enjoyed about the episode. But what I'm doing now is I'm giving you a good minute, a full minute. I'm giving you a full 1 to 2 minutes to turn the radio off if you have not watched episode one. Some of you, you work late Sunday night, or you know, it just came on too late and you plan to watch it tonight when you got off work. So I'm warning you.
Password didn't work.
Yeah, or maybe your password, something happened with whoever you were using, maybe sharing something. Hey, something happened. You didn't get a chance to watch, so turn it off now. The minute starts now before we really dive into it. First of all, super excited about it. Trey, I know he's going to send in those episodes. He's going to be able to jump in. He's going to be able to really jump in with us on these discussions. But we'll take, like, you know, the next 10 minutes, maybe 12 minutes to really talk about it.
Next week.
I mean, one of the things, it's the biggest thing in pop culture right now, and each episode of this last season, too, is going to be like a mini movie. I think that's the thing that I'm most excited about.
The next episode's supposed to go 90 minutes.
Yeah, the next one's supposed to be 90 minutes. Last one, they kind of got us last night. I thought it was going to be, because there was talks out there, it's going to be 2 hours, it's going to be an hour and a half, you know, 90 minutes like Trey just said. But it was only an hour, but they sucked you in, and now the teaser time is over, so let's dive right into it. First of all, this episode was about reunions. Wouldn't you say, Brandon, Matt, the reunions of everyone, and there was so much just like, there you go. You just use Trey's mic.
It was all about catching all the characters up to knowledge that we as the audience already knew.
Yep.
For example, Jon finding out who his parents were. And I don't know how, but Daenerys, surely to God, she knows that Jon has Targaryen blood.
Has to. How would she? Nobody's ever been able to ride the dragons outside of Targaryens. She knows that from her family history. Also, nobody's ever even been able to, like, really, you know, touch the dragons like he has outside of one other one that we talked about earlier,
Tyrion
Lannister. So that leaves me that he has some type of Targaryen blood in him as well. And I think and there's something in the story about that.
The common theory is that King Aerys, the Mad King, slept with Tywin's wife or Tyrion's mom, and that's how Tyrion was born. And that's why when Tyrion was killing Tywin, when he said, "You're no son of mine," like, that's kind of a hint
when he shoots him on the toilet. Matt,
even Tywin believes that.
Intern Matt, we'll give you some airtime here. This is your big time, your big chance again. What'd you think about the first episode?
I love the build up, man. I'm loving Arya and Jon getting back together.
Arya and Jon. Did it make anybody else kind of sad that he didn't recognize her when he first walks up and he's on the horses, like Trey said, when they're coming in with all the soldiers, all the Unsullied, and it's him and Daenerys? Did it make anybody else a little bit sad that he didn't notice Arya?
I didn't even look over.
Didn't even look over. Didn't even look over, man. Didn't even look over at his sister. The other things, too, that I noticed was, like Trey said earlier, when they have that little boy and he's going through the woods and then he's trying to find a spot and he gets up in the tree, that's Arya Stark in the first episode when Cersei and Jaime and Baratheon, they're all coming to Winterfell
for the first time.
Yeah, for the first time. And that's Arya going through the woods, and then she climbs up onto the wagon, puts the helmet on, and is watching everybody come in. So that little kid, and this time she kind of smiles at the kid.
Let's pass. You
go ahead. Podrick and Arya. A lot of tension there.
Oh, Gendry.
Gendry, excuse me. Podrick is with
Robert.
Brienne. Yeah, Brienne of Tarr.
I don't know
yeah,
if we're
but
to
Gendry.
Say it, but Robert's child, he did not acknowledge.
Yes.
You fill
yes.
in the word that starts with a B for what that is.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. The one that they were out to kill. So, yeah, man, the first episode, I think it was built on the reunions, everybody getting back together. Jon coming back, getting back with Arya, the Daenerys and Sansa drama.
I will say this real quick, though. Everyone, there's always those people that are like, oh, you guys like Dungeons and Dragons
and all this nerd stuff.
I will say there is some credence to it with the Jon and Daenerys riding their dragons going on like a bachelor date. There's like something off like Bachelor
that
Vacation Island.
Didn't even think about
that. I was
that.
Like, man.
Now they're going to go on their one-on-one.
Everyone that bullied or like, you know, makes jokes about it. I watched that. I'm like, you have a point, okay? That was the cheesiest thing I've ever seen in Game of Thrones.
You could have did without
none.
It?
Oh, 100% could have. If they were hunting, since I thought that was the whole thing.
Well, they went, he took her to his.
Well, keep your queen warm. Good
yes.
Lord.
Hey, man. It was
the
little
cheesiest thing.
They needed them some little alone time. They had to fit it in somewhere. Yeah, the last time you saw them, they were. What are
there
you
was
doing?
Better dialogue in the Bachelor.
What's he doing over here? The last time you saw them, they were, you know, getting their groove on. No. So everybody's like, ooh, what's next? So they come in,
right.
And then there's that little tension between Sansa and Daenerys. And Jon's like stuck in the middle, like, oh, his sister. He got to stick up for his family. But this is his chick, and you got to stick up for your chick. And she notices, too. And his chick is very hot. So that puts even more pressure. So he wanted to do something for his lady.
Right.
Wanted to take her to where he used to hunt. You know, we're back in my
classic.
Stomping grounds now, babe.
It's like The Bachelor.
It's like
where
he
they
took...
come back and visit the
yeah,
hometown
exactly.
of the two finalists.
You're right. You're right. Except his parents are dead. That's the only thing. All his parents are dead. So they meet all his sisters. But little does she know, she's really his aunt. So, like, you know, and still his parents are dead on that side. But, yeah, he's coming back. He's, like, showing her his hometown digs. Right. Let me go show you.
But other than that. Fantastic episode.
Bronn, still sense. Weird. Bronn at the end.
I
and I like
Bronn.
All the mashups that people have added. The Curb Your Enthusiasm music to it when him and Jamie see each other. I also saw a mashup last night.
Oh, you mean Bran.
Yeah, Bran.
Because there is that guy,
oh, yeah,
Bronn.
Bronn is
the sellsword mercenary.
I say Bran. Yeah, Bran.
Yeah, Bran's creepy, dude.
It's creepy.
Yeah,
still
like
creepy.
The weird, you know, like 3 a.m. Walmart.
What's up with the Lannisters and crossbows?
We'll see. You know, Cersei wanted poetic justice. And since Tyrion killed Tywin with the crossbow, that's like the same one. She wants him to kill.
You think Bronn eventually, I have a theory that he's going to kill Jaime.
I don't know. I don't.
But him and Jaime are so close.
I don't want him to. He's close to Tyrion, too.
Yeah.
He's fought for both of them.
That's true.
I don't want him to, but I could totally see him because everything he's done has been, there's one thing in mind. Like, what do I get out of this?
Let's see. I would say MVP of the first episode for me has to be. I say Arya played a big role for me. I've always been an Arya Stark fan. I'm gonna say she's one of the MVPs. Somebody that I didn't think was gonna come out on top in the episodes, but gotta be is the Greyjoy. What's his name? Not
Euron.
Euron.
Euron made some plays.
Euron made some plays. Some heavy plays. Got with Cersei. Who saw that coming? She really wanted those elephants, though.
Oh, yes, yeah, that was awkward,
wasn't it? Awkward.
Like the awkward, like, dialogue.
Yeah, so that surprised me. The thing to watch from here on out is definitely going to be Sansa and Daenerys. There's something that's going to go to blows there. Jon's going to have to pick a side. Samwell, Tarly, how he just flipped the script. That was some good sound there when, like, at least I have my brother.
I saw this thing, like a tweet, and someone put it, and it was the connection between, remember, like, episode 1 of season 1 Where Ned tells John, he goes, the next time I see you, we'll talk about your mother.
Yep.
And then when
Samwell comes in the crypt.
Came in the crypt when he was standing in front of Ned's statue.
I saw that same thing, too. He did. And John's looking at his dad, you know, looking at Ned, or who he thinks to be his father, looking at, and he said, we'll talk about your mother. And then instantly after that, and Samwell, man, just brings it, drops the hammer. Not just the king of the seven kingdoms. Like he was pissed off.
Protector of the realm. I wish I had some cool title like that.
So
like they're like name him like Aegon Targaryen, sixth of your name.
Yeah.
Leader of the free folk.
yeah.
King of the seven kingdoms.
Who even knew all that? Damn you, Samwell. It's like, my goodness. Time at the Citadel. You're so damn smart. Yeah. You're so much smarter. But then you got Samwell. Ooh. Daenerys wants to give him a prime position at the Citadel, but then he has to break the news to Jon. So what's going to happen there? Do we think that Jon claims the throne, or does he sit back and let Daenerys do her thing? Because there's going to be a conflict of struggle there. Or does she eventually – does it make it weird? Does she still want to stay with him now that she if she ever finds out that's her nephew?
Here's been my working theory.
I think in medieval times it don't matter.
My working theory this whole time has been that, A, they're not going to kill Jon again because they already killed him once and brought him back. So now what's left is Daenerys, and I think she's going to go crazy at some point like everyone else in her family, but she's going to have to save Jon somehow.
That.
Like you remember in like Star Wars, Darth Vader throws the senator down the hole. There's going to be
Trey
a
Wallace
scene
loves
like
Star
that.
Wars, by the way.
There's going to be a scene like that that happens with Daenerys and Jon.
Well, it's going to have to. It's gonna come to a head. But yeah, man, season episode one, I think, had everything that we wanted. It was kind of left you at the end too, on the edge of your seats with Bran meeting up, seeing Jaime, and then them recognizing each other. So we'll be interested to see what happens there. And just like, you know, Cersei, she's not sending help.
No.
She's not sending help. No. And that's what Sansa's trying to tell Tyrion. Like, you really think your sister's sending the troops here? And she's planning on, and she's definitely not. She wants to see Winterfell, I think, go down and then her still control the kingdoms, which she thinks that she can for some reason. Night King, he's coming.
Oh, absolutely.
He's coming. And the last thing, I guess, before we get off this, because I know everybody's enjoying this. Some of you may not be, but hey, but most of you are, because there's millions of you that watch Game of Thrones. So we probably have a good niche of people who are enjoying this right now. But the last one was the spirals come back with the Umber Kid. I think I got that right. Maybe pronounce it right. And they put the arms on him, and then the fire, and it's you see that in season one. And I forgot there's another season two where you also see that same symbolism. So the Night King. Making his way, leaving all the Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs everywhere to let you know I'm coming. I'm coming. 865-546-8200. It's been our Thrones breakdown for this week. Trey will be caught up next week, hopefully, and we'll continue to do these every Monday. We'll give you spoiler alerts, and I think there's even going to be some other things going on around the studio that other people are doing as well. It's a great time, man. Like Trey said, we got five episodes, so we got to make it. Tell you for what it's worth. It's like recognizing what Tiger did yesterday. You gotta reel it all in and just fucking and just hopefully make sure that you know you enjoy it all. You enjoy it all. That's what you gotta do right now. Take a quick time out. Come back. Play a little news of the day. Maybe facts are foolish. Get some NBA playoffs right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
It's optional Fox Sports Knoxville. Now they're off that.
Trey's back
for 15 minutes.
Trey's back. He's back.
You're welcome.
Hey, man, you just got to catch up, and you'll be like, oh, man, now.
All right, so getting off Game of Thrones, your thoughts on Will Wade being reinstated at LSU?
It's pretty funny. The fact that they suspended him only to bring him back, like, why the hell did you suspend him in the first place? That's the first question.
Just to make it hurt because he wasn't talking.
Yeah.
He didn't have a conversation with them, so maybe that.
I mean, it just goes to show you that. Nobody is really scared of what the NCAA will do in these situations.
They're pretty much telling the NCAA to bring it.
Pretty much telling them to go bleep themselves.
Right.
And that's what most universities are doing, whether it was Arizona sticking behind Sean Miller or whether now it's LSU sticking behind Will Wade or Auburn behind Bruce Pearl. They're looking at Duke and Kansas and Michigan State and North Carolina, and nothing happened to them. And they're saying, well, we'll take our chances
yeah.
with our good basketball coach that – there's never going to be anything that comes about.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think it's so much telling the NCAA to go screw themselves. It's, well, look at the teams that have turned themselves in for things, and you've thrown the book at them with penalties. So why not take our chance? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have nothing to gain by doing it.
He did everything he was supposed to do when it comes to his tag. I'm sorry. When it comes to how in his contract it states, you know, you have to follow through with a couple things. You know, there's reasons for firing with cause. You know, he went in there yesterday and he explained his side of the story, and I would imagine pretty much said, hey, look, this is all untrue. Here's my side of it. Take it with you as you may. Yeah. And they said, okay, well, he's done everything that he's supposed to when it comes to his contract. We have to unsuspend him now because this could get caught up in the legal matters. Now, look, he's already been served a subpoena, and it's going to be interesting how this plays out on April 22nd when the start of this trial begins. And if he gets called up there, federal prosecutors have already put in a motion to not let these guys have the permission to depose these coaches. So let the defense team depose these coaches, like Sean Miller, Will Wade. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the next couple weeks, because if he gets up there on the stand and pleads the fifth, I don't know how much you can – what's LSU going to say then? If he goes up there and says, okay, we're not going to play this out, I'm not going to say anything, and then, you know, the NCAA is ready to pounce, and the NCAA is already on campus in Baton Rouge. They're already investigating the basketball program and probably looking in the football program as well. It's just, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on with hospitals and funds and everything else that's going on right now down in LSU country. But the problem is, and it sums up to it, how much is going to come out of this trial that the NCAA will have to use against these schools?
Not a damn thing. Like, I really don't feel like the only thing is you're going to see people like you've seen now with Person and the whistleblower guy, like, taking deals, and they might get, you know, be doing some time, but you ain't seeing the big dogs go down. Coach K ain't getting locked up for anything that we know that's happening at Duke. We know. Like, they went from a chin where he wasn't getting one and done, so now he's getting all the one and done's. And whether it be Rick Pitino, and you got him, and you got Will Wade on tape. At the end of the day, the FBI is only really caring about, you know, getting a couple people and getting some of that money back that was untaxed that they didn't know about. But they don't really care about trying to police college basketball. Nobody really does. It's been going on for years. It's going to keep going on. I think that people are just at that point now. Where they just it sure does seem like nothing happens, Trey. Nothing happens. Nothing ever happens.
I'm interested to see now if more stuff is leaked to Pete Tamel, Pat Forty, all those folks, and then things maybe turn around in a different direction.
They got Will Wade on tape. And LSU's just
whatever. Maybe you never know what's on the tape. I mean, what could he have said to them to hey, that wasn't me on the tape. Yeah, I didn't say all that. That wasn't me. No, wasn't even me. Sorry, different number, wrong number.
No, that's why I'm saying, like, they don't care. Like, they wanted to know what he said or what he was doing, but they let him back. They didn't fire him. They don't care because they know that deep down the NCAA really doesn't care.
Get it. It's going to be, to me, how do you walk in and not know your full future at a university? How do you walk into a prospect's home? You're let back into the university now, but man, that's going to be pretty darn interesting if it plays out where something happens next week and we're back in this saddle again, and now Joe Oliva's maybe out looking for a job, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely bonkers to me how we're getting this
far. Joe Oliva probably should have been gone a long time ago.
And it feels like the same thing happened with Miller at Arizona. He was out. I guess he talked.
It seemed like he was going to be out again this year.
Right back in. He's out.
I mean, not going anywhere.
Bless. It just.
Bottom line, Brandon said it. A lot of people say it. Win at all costs. There's win, baby, win. That pretty much take. If Will Wade had been a crappy coach, Will Wade wouldn't have been suspended and let back. Will Wade's a good basketball coach and had LSU as a top 10 team. So that's why LSU elected to keep their winning. They looked around and they say everybody's keeping their winning basketball coaches. Auburn hasn't, you know, not stood by Bruce through all this. For the most part.
They gave him another 5-year extension.
Yeah. They said, take that, NCAA. Take that, FBI.
God, this is going to be an interesting offseason when it comes to college basketball. I am intrigued now. I want to see where this goes. What else comes out of these trials? I don't know. I don't know how good college basketball.
But we can all agree on that, right? Will Wade doesn't have LSU as a top 10 program this year, if they don't win the SEC, if there's not all the expectations, the potential that, and for years to come now, not just from this year, from now, from years to come, you're seeing he's built something, he would have gotten fired.
I also or think he LSU's would not setting up a reason to fire him with cause.
Maybe.
I think they're. You come back.
Talent gets you everything.
Get it. You come back, though. Then you have to go appear in front of the feds. Let's see what you say then. And then we might be going through this thing again in 2 to 3 weeks. Or he's out. And then they fire him with cause. Or he could go up there and say, you know what? I plead the fifth. I'm not incriminating myself in any manner.
Fifth?
So
1, 2, 3, 4, fifth?
We'll see. I don't know. What's up with
ask
your,
me again, fifth?
Who plays in your NBA playoffs tonight?
What do you mean, just who?
What kind of matchups are we looking at tonight? Anything interesting?
It's
not always interesting. I mean, there was a 40-point game last night.
But if you knew, also, in that game, I don't believe that Blake Griffin played last night.
He's out for the first round.
Yeah, so the Pistons lose their best player going up against the team with the best record in the NBA, so it's kind of easy to see why they faltered there. I think, man, the big games to be able to continue to watch will be Toronto. They play against the Magic, so you got Raptors Magic. That's interesting because Raptors one of the favorites, and the Magic young team coming in there as a 7 seed, and they take them out tonight. Though you have Nets and 76ers, that is tonight, 8 o'clock. Nets blew out the Sixers on Saturday. Nets looked like the better team there. D'Angelo Russell, 27 points. He went off. Joel Embiid is playing hurt. But the only player that looked decent on the 76ers roster on Saturday afternoon was Jimmy Butler, one of the veterans.
20 points?
Jimmy Butler?
No, Joel.
Yeah, he had like 20, but he's still playing injured. Like, he could give you a little bit more. I want to say he had.
Who did you just say also had a good game?
Jimmy Butler.
I almost thought you said Derrick Rose for a minute.
No, Jimmy Butler had 15. That is tied for a playoff high in a quarter. He had like 15 in the second quarter. He was putting the team on his back, but it wasn't enough. The Nets just looked really good. Kenny Atkinson, likely the coach of the year this year in the NBA, he's really got a good young core, and they're playing like they're the better team outside the Sixers, who most people thought coming into the season would be like the number one or number two seed in the East. Clippers and Warriors, that'll be another good game tonight, only because
10 o'clock tip.
Yeah, it'll be the late game. That's only going to be a good one to watch just because to continue to watch Patrick Beverley and Kevin Durant. See how they go the rest of this matchup. They got into it. They both got ejected in the first game Saturday night. 7 technicals in the playoffs, no matter how long, cumulative technicals, you have to sit out a game. That hurt the Warriors years ago when Draymond had to sit out a game and the Cavs wound up coming back from 3-1 and beating
7
them.
7 technicals in a playoffs?
Over a course of games, yeah. If you get 7, it's automatic suspension.
Is that the season or is that the playoffs only?
It's the playoffs if you get 7 technicals throughout the playoffs.
Well, hell, I go out there and get 3 real quick. Just piss off the team that I got 4 to work with.
I mean, yeah, but like most people can't control their emotions, so they don't want to get those 3. Like, just give me the gimmies out the way, because they may continue to get these technicals. So.
And you develop a reputation real quick.
Yes, and you'll get technicals
they
called
get a
on
quick
you.
Trigger.
And also, you don't necessarily just want to get technicals, because sometimes at different points of the game, that could really hurt the momentum for your team. I guess in basketball, I guess it does depend on momentum. Even though I'm not a big momentum guy,
just hawk somebody, just knock them down.
Yeah. So
okay, I'll take a T for the
only
team.
Two games tonight. Then the Magic will kick off again tomorrow versus the Raptors. That'll be one to watch, like I said, just because the Magic, they were not supposed to beat the Raptors and Spurs and Nuggets. But pretty good game starting off at 8 o'clock. I think that one's a must-see TV with the Nets and the Sixers. Game two. Ben Simmons, he talked about the Philadelphia fans. Yeah, if you're going to boo us, then continue to boo us. Not something you should say to Philly fans because they're known for just being brutal anyways. And you can't say that when you've been a 67% free throw shooter all year. You're the starting point guard. You can't hit a damn three. He's hit one three in his entire career. And I'm not making that up. He's hit one.
Simmons?
Yeah.
He's I didn't know he'd even shot one. He hasn't shot one
maybe
this
he's,
year.
Yeah, maybe he's only shot the one, two, or something like that. He's only shot like 10 in his entire career or something like that. He's hit like one. He doesn't have any type of shot, and he's calling the fans out when he's supposed to be a lot better than what he is. So that would be good to watch because are the fans going to boo him again tonight? I think the fans are going to boo him again tonight.
Didn't take long for Luke Walton to find a job.
And
Sacramento Kings.
I think that was perfect. The Kings shouldn't have fired Dave Yeager. Best season they've had since 2005.
The hell was up
that didn't
him.
Make any sense. But they did go out and get Luke Walton, which I think a young coach for a young team always works, in my opinion.
Good Lord. Another side. We're going to come back. We're going to do news of the day.
News of the day.
Talk about what's upcoming. The Drive coming up next with Brandon, Bear, and Rick.
Russell's out.
Yes, he is.
Leaving the boys to mend the show.
That's okay. They'll be fine.
Oh, they got the bear with them.
Yeah, they'll be good.
Young boys and an old man.
That's not a problem. We'll be back on the other side, give you news of the day. It's Opsional Fox Sports Knoxville rolling along here. Just a note, something to keep an eye out on.
What's that?
Just texting back and forth between a source here a minute ago. Watch out for the transfer portal over the next couple of days. Spring games have ended.
Oh.
Players are going to start figuring out if they're going to be a part of programs or not for next season.
You think we get somebody big? Kelly Bryant looked good in his spring game, by
the way. I think.
I know that was random. Yeah, I didn't watch the Orange and White game, but I did watch some Kelly Bryant. Sorry, man.
He had some Clemson players come show up and watch it.
Is it sad that I'm more excited to see what Kelly Bryant's going to do in Missouri than the faith that I have in our own quarterback?
No, because it's something different and new. But what I'm getting at is, you know, I'll probably have some names tomorrow, if any, come out from Tennessee. Just talking to a source right now, going to work on that. That, you know, there were 1,900 football players in the portal as of last Thursday. I expect that number to be well over 2,000 players by tomorrow.
Bring them to me.
A lot of these guys aren't going to have places to go because they think they're better than they actually are. So that's going to get interesting as well. That's something to watch. Teams are going to start losing players now. I don't think it'll be a mass exodus by any stretch, but 2 to 3 players off, you know, maybe each team sounds about right. So we'll see how that ends up playing out. We got news of the day, B.
We do.
Yes, we do. Let's go to the checker and
time
do
for
it.
News of the day.
Womp womp womp.
Life moves pretty fast.
All right, start from the top. What is today? Today is National Laundry Day, as well as National Tax Day.
Yeah, it's also Tax Day.
Oh, God, I got mine done last week. Pain in the ass.
So either pay your taxes or launder your money so you don't have to.
Not going
to
lie. Shameless plug, I'm doing my taxes this afternoon.
Right.
Wait until the last minute.
Always.
I had to send mine all to my boy. So I was like, here, just go figure it out how much I owe you.
Also in some news, Tiger Woods won the Masters, his first major since 2008. Tennessee had their Orange and White game. Game of Thrones Season 8 series finale.
Woohoo!
The final season started last night.
What the hell are you talking? Oh, okay.
And what we talked about all day during the show. And then also today, Paris, Notre Dame Cathedral is on fire. The spire has collapsed. Usually Notre Dame waits till November to collapse, but here they are off to an early start.
Damn, Brandon burned.
No, he didn't.
That's horrible.
That boy needs some milk.
That's horrible, man.
Also, Donald Trump. That was President Donald Trump.
Nobody's been injured in the cathedral fire right now we know of, so okay, I'll take the burn.
Set to give Tiger Woods the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest honor a civilian can get.
He just wants his news out there. He just wants Tiger to visit.
Awesome.
No, he just wants the damn photo op with Tiger in the White House.
He is friends with Tiger.
Does the white smoke at the cathedral mean we have a new pope? Oh, man. We got
Notre Dame's got a new football coach. That's what that means.
Oh, man.
Okay, go.
All right. This day in history. Actually, a pretty big day in history. This day, 1947, Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier in Major League Baseball.
Very cool.
Allegedly, Fleet Walker was technically the first African-American to play in Major Leagues. Write that one down. Take that home with you.
It is J.R. Day. Everybody also, wearing 42.
Keep going.
This day, 2013, three people were killed and hundreds injured in the Boston Marathon bombing.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
This day, 1865,
congrats, Jimmy Johnson.
Abraham Lincoln died from an assassin's bullet 9 hours after being shot in Ford's Theater.
Abe Lincoln died today?
This day, 1912, the Titanic sank in the North Atlantic.
So Abe Lincoln died today. The Titanic fell today.
Yep.
And the cathedral's going down.
And the cathedral's falling apart. What in God's name is it about this day?
Wait, Pol Pot, leader of Cambodia's genocidal government, died in his sleep on this day, 1998.
Good. Wow. So there's good.
And if you had to find one that you're kind
silver
of okay
lining
with.
Out of it is that ass dad.
Yeah.
I was about to go further.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm looking for one. There's really not that much good news that happened this day.
Well, you know, a lot did a flower death get discovered today? Something good happen?
No.
Anything?
Nothing. No.
Well, that's just depressing. Yeah. You just came up with the most depressing this day in history that
prisoner,
I have heard.
I am prisoner to what people did in history on certain days.
I mean, the best thing about it was Jackie Robinson.
Yeah. There's not been a whole
Everybody's wearing 42
good
in the majors today. You also had that Boston game today that was 11 o'clock. Who won that one, by the way? Did Boston win?
I don't know. It's probably still going on. It's baseball. It lasts 5.5 hours.
Oh, man. That's killing us.
I don't know.
I'm the prisoner of what people have done in history.
Intern Matt, this is where you make your presence
felt. Anything else
scores
going on?
No, that's it.
That's okay. Titanic, Boston Titanic Marathon.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln and the Notre Dame Cathedral today. I mean, this is just a...
Orioles won 8-1.
How are you going to lose on Boston Marathon Day?
It happens.
Man,
it's baseball.
Thanks to everybody for joining the show today. We didn't have any guests. Tomorrow, Chance and Brandon will be taking you. We've got to go handle
locked
some
in
stuff. And they'll be rolling on. And Wednesday, we'll have Aaron Torres on. He was at the Nike Summit for high school basketball prospects on Wednesday, last week. And we'll have him on Wednesday. We'll have you rolling on. You guys be good. The Drive's coming up next. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Fan Run Radio.